People think that because I'm an entrepreneur and because I create content online that I am always working, that I'm never resting. But one of the things that I don't think people actually realize is that there is a way to be, there's a way to work, there's a way to be driven and all the things and still have some boundaries and some balance with rest. And so today I want to have a conversation about how to balance work and rest so that you are living the life that you want to live and the life that God designed for you to have. Welcome to the You, Me, and Jesus podcast. On this podcast, I share all about my experiences growing up with God, growing into the calling that God has had on my life, and experiencing the supernatural. When you're listening to this, you're going to hear from me as well as many of my friends talk about all the experiences we have with God. Some of the things you're going to hear are going to make you go, "What? I cannot believe that happened." Other things are going to make you cry, and some things are just going to make you laugh. But you're going to hear all about how we experience God. The goal of this podcast is to help you hear God clearer, get closer to God, and experience all of the supernatural. And so thank you so much for listening to the You, Me, and Jesus podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the You, Me, and Jesus podcast, where we talk about all things you, me, and Jesus, because we are here in this world just trying to do our best to live this life with Jesus and all the things. And so today I wanted to have a conversation about balancing work and rest. And I talk to a lot of people about a lot of different things because outside of this show, I'm also a business owner and I'm a consultant where I teach people how to build businesses and make money online. And people deal with all of the different things that they think, believe, or taught, or things that they catch that of ways of being. And so today, as we talk about this, I'm going to be telling you this, of course, as my own personal experience, as I always do, and in an effort to kind of assist you with maybe where you are in your life, where you are with regards to work and rest and all the things. So, and I keep saying all the things, but you know what I mean. Okay, so let's talk about work. All right. So we all know that, you know, there's some scripture in the Bible that says faith without works is dead, right? And there's a lot more to that. But for example, we know that we need to have faith and believe God, but we also know that we actually need to work, right? So one of the things that God has told me many, many times is that I will be financially wealthy. I will influence a lot of people and things of that nature. That sounds all great and all, but my point is that that's what God said. And so with having the knowing of that, the calling and the mandate or whatever, as it pertains to my life and all that, and starting to have influence, you know, there is this unconscious pressure, and the unconscious pressure is to, it is to work a lot, is to never rest, sleep when you're dead, hustle, 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 and all the things. And so when I first started my entrepreneurial journey, I had a full-time job. I worked in sales. And so then I wanted to start a business. So then once I got off of work, I started working on the business. And I did that for years, you know, just years until I was able to quit my job. So then once I started operating my business, I started just focusing on the business. Now, what started to happen there is that I actually ended up working even more hours working on my business than I was on my job, because I would not just work my business when I wake up, but I lived with it. I lived with my laptop. And so when it was the nighttime, when it was the weekends, all the things, I was always working, and I wasn't resting. And I didn't even know that this was a thing. I didn't even know that it was a problem that I had until one day I was on the phone with someone and we were talking about work and all that. And she just said, "You work too much." And I said, "Huh?" She said, "You work too much." And I didn't like it when she said it, but when it finally resonated with me, I was like, yeah, I work too much. I am so focused in on my work that I'm not actually doing any fun things, connecting with people, none of that. I'm just working so much. And I still kept doing it though, you know? And I think one of the times when things became very clear is I moved into an apartment community that was surrounded with people. They had so many things going on, so many events and all that. And I found myself working all day, and still not connecting with people. And then once I started going to some of the community events, I realized that I really had not made any friends and whatever. And I started to enjoy being out with people, you know, and it still has been a challenge, you know, but I think it was really two years ago. I heard God say, you work too much. You need to have some balance between work and home, work and home. And I was like, I get what you're saying. I had a home office, which I still do. And I always brought my laptop from the office into the living room. And I would just work from TV and all that. And so then I decided to invest in an office. And the office was fairly expensive, but I was able to go and work there. And what started to happen, I started to see that, okay, when work is over with, I'm going to leave work there. And I didn't realize how much that worked because I felt weird not working. I felt unproductive not working. I felt like I had to do this if I was going to be successful. And what it taught me was that I was so dependent upon myself and my belief around if it's going to happen, it has to be me, that nobody else can make it happen, that I wasn't actually giving room for the understanding that God was going to bring in things and all that without me. And that has been the journey. That has been the struggle. But also when I started to learn about rest, I started to realize a couple things. One, my body needs it. Our brain needs it, right? Our brain needs time when we're not being strategic. We're not multitasking. We're not doing, when we're just like nothing, when we're having a good time, when we're hanging out with people, when all the things, you know, whether it's watching television, it's going for a hike, going for a walk, Zumba, hanging with your cats, your man, your woman, or whatever, doing all those things. And I've had my fair share of struggle around it because I think because I'm a single person, I don't have, you know, like a trust fund or anything like that, no one in my family that can support me, that I feel this pressure that if it is to be, it's up to me because I'm an entrepreneur and people depend on me that I pay in the company. And I have had to constantly talk to myself and say, not today. We're not doing that today. You're going to go and hang out. You're not working here. You're not going to go and check that message. You're going to go, you're not doing that, you know? And what I have learned and am learning is that one, I need it. I need a separation between work. I need a separation between rest. Okay. And both of them are important. Like one is not more important than the other in terms of like, you got to work, you got to rest. I think both are important because we just need them both, you know? And what I know about having rest in the times when I actually take time off, when I go away and I go enjoy life and I'm not thinking about my work, I actually come back so refreshed for me first and then refreshed and creative for my business. My team is also able to be more productive without me, you know? But also it really just gives me this opportunity to just recalibrate. You know, I've been going on a lot of business trips lately And one of the things that I have been doing with these trips is I'm like, here I am for the work time, but what can I do that's not work? So like when I've been going to different cities, I've been like coming in a day early and I've been setting up little dinners. And I've been saying, who wants to go have dinner? Because I got to have dinner. I don't want to talk business. I just want to connect and meet people. And I've been finding people saying, hey, I want to have dinner. I want to have dinner. That's like tomorrow I'm headed to Washington, D.C. and I'm going to have a little dinner with 10 people. And I'm like, it's going to be great. It's going to be fun, you know, and it's rest. It's not work, you know, but also I'm headed to the UK this summer. And I said, instead of me just coming in and going out, I'm going to come in a couple of days earlier, put my laptop away, and I'm going to go in and spend some time in London and just be in London and just be there and be at the conference, be in London, and then come home, you know, rest, not actually working. And I believe that God loves rest. Okay. I believe in rest. That's like, I want to do a quick Google search. So you guys know on the show, I often like to say, well, what does Dr. Google say about rest? So we're going to type, what does the Bible say about rest? Okay. Let's see what it is. So first of all, we have Gemini, which is Google's AI tool. And it says, the Bible takes rest seriously and includes many verses about it, including Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Psalm 23:2 says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Hebrews 4:9 is, so there is a special rest waiting for the people of God. Genesis 2:2-3 says, God rested on the seventh day after finishing the work of creation. Exodus 28:10 says, God instructs the Israelites to keep the Sabbath day holy. Two more. 1 Kings 5:4 says, the Lord gives rest on every side. And then Job 11:18 says, you will be protected and take your rest in safety. Okay. So the Bible is very clear that rest is essential, that God calls us all into rest and he maketh me lie down in green pastures. I feel like that's for me and for my best friend because we work too much. I feel like he's like, go to sleep and she's out. You know what I mean? That's what I really feel like God feels like about me and rest. But I think it's essential. I think it's necessary. You know, this is why when I join a church, I don't typically tell them what I do for work. And then when they find out what I do, I don't join those ministries. So I don't do marketing. I don't do business. I don't do social media. I don't do any of that at church. Why? Because that's what I do for work. If I'm going to come to church, I want to serve when it's right to serve, but I don't want to be working all the time, right? Because then I know what happens is that if I'm working in marketing in church, they're not just going to be calling on me on Sundays, but it's like all throughout the week wanting my help when I'm like, I don't want to do that. So we got to have the rest. And this is why also I don't give people my cell phone number that know me for business, because I don't want people texting me for questions about their marketing campaign, questions about whatever. I just want people to connect with me to connect with me, you know, because I like to have a separation between my work and them in my personal life, you know? And I think it's essential. I think that we all need it. I think we all need to value it more. And it's like, I think I was having a conversation with my mentors yesterday. He was talking about how he's not getting the best rest. And I was telling him, I was like, well, rest is so essential. I was like, you know, I mouth tape at night. My house is always really cold. And I take magnesium at night to help me go to sleep. And he was just like, huh, you do what? And I was just explaining how the value of rest. And he understands that, like, rest and sleep. And so now I believe that he's going to start taking magnesium, but I had to value myself and rest in order to start doing these little things that may be seemingly dumb to other people or unnecessary to other people, that I'm doing them that are necessary for me. Okay. So this is it for today's episode. As we talk about balancing work and rest, it is very important that you are able to go, here's when I have my work time. Here's when I have my rest, my relaxation time, and doing your best not to combine the two. Because one of the things I know about this life is that we're not getting out of it alive. We're not getting out of it with our laptops, with our work, with our bank accounts, none of that. And we have to do our best to take care of ourselves. Like right now, I'm being convicted about something as I'm saying that. And I'm like, okay, we got to take care of ourselves. And so one of those things is balancing work and balancing rest. Okay. So hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please write a review on the podcast players. I read all the reviews. I haven't seen any in some time, but I would love to know. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please comment on the videos. We're trying to grow the channel. It's growing like super slow on YouTube, but I'm glad that you're here for those that are actually watching. So thank you so much for listening and watching.
Thanks for listening to the You, Me, and Jesus podcast. I'm so honored and thankful that you have chosen to listen to this with us. What we would love more than anything next is for you to write a review. When you write a review on iTunes or Spotify, it actually helps the podcast be found by more people. So if you can do us a huge favor and give us 5 stars and write a review, and feel free to tell us what you loved about the episode. Thank you for being here. We're praying for you. We love you, and we pray the best for you and your life.